every Thursday night at 7 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
And Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM. Everyone, how's it going? It's now 10 p.m. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. So that means you're now listening to Punk is Dead. Happy you're joining me today. That first song there was Misfits with their song Bullet. And that's just because it's almost Halloween. You have to start the Halloween show off with the Misfits. I just think the Misfits are such a funny band because, like, what do you mean that there was a punk band where all the members are jacked, they're huge guys, and they sing in an Elvis voice about goblins and ghouls and ghosts. Just a weird part of punk history, I feel like, the whole horror punk scene was. But anyways, Halloween's in, what, 4 days, I think? It's the 27th today, right? I think so. So we're going to have a sort of horror punk, not horror punk, but like Halloween-y style to the music. It's not even all going to be punk, just some of it will, it'll sound how Halloween feels. That's what I'm trying to go for today. So the next song, I'm hoping will fit that vibe. It is another New York punk band. It's the Dead Boys with Sonic Reducer.
I soon. Roots from some cartoon. Things will be different there. The sun will rise from here. Then I'll be 10 feet tall. And you'll be nothing at all. Yeah, I got my down machine. I got my electronic drive. Time to do so. Ain't no loser.
That last band there was Chain Whip with Call of the Knife. And Chain Whip, I saw them this summer. It was a record for me. I saw them twice within, I think, a week, maybe within 2 weeks. Because I saw them, I talked about this a few shows ago. I saw them open for The Chats, that Australian punk band. If you listen to my first episode, you'll hear them. They're great. Check them out. But they played at Lee's Palace. And yeah, Chain Whip opened for them. And then like a week later, they were playing at a bar in Hamilton where I live, and they were so good with The Chats. I was like, all right, I'll pay 5 times less money to see them a second time. And yeah, they're great live. If you ever can see them live, go check them out. Anyways, next up, we have another Canadian band. They're coming to Kingston in, I think, a few months. Maybe it's in November, honestly. But it's Cancer Bats. I don't know if I played them before, but Cancer Bats, they're great, like, crossover metal punk band. But they have a cover band called Bat Sabbath, where they just play Black Sabbath songs, but in that sort of crossover style. So, since it's sort of a Halloween-y sounding song, I'm going to play Bat Sabbath with their cover of War Pigs.
Machine keeps turning. death and hatred to mankind. Poisoning their brainwashed mind. Oh, Lord, yeah. Stop turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. The day of God has struck the hour. The day of judgment, God is calling. Around the knees, the war pigs crawling. Mercy for their sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Roll on, you. We'll be right back.
That's just such a good cover. I wish I played it last week. I had my covers episode, but I still, I don't know if I, which version I like better. Because there's some covers that you know you like the original better, or you know you like the cover better, but this one's hard. It's probably still, the original's still the best, just because Ozzy Osbourne, rest in peace Ozzy, but Bat Sabbath is great, and I checked during that song. It's December 14th they come to Kingston. They're playing at the Broom Factory, so definitely get tickets for that. I will probably be there. And up next, it's not, like I said at the start, it's not all going to be punk songs tonight. It's just going to be the Halloween feeling, the, I don't know, spooky, whatever you want to call it. So it's going to be Sonic Youth with their song Schizophrenia. This is one of my favorite Sonic Youth songs. It's off my favorite Sonic Youth album, but to be fair, Sonic Youth have so many albums, I haven't listened to all of them. Me being a poser aside, here you go, Sonic Youth.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is Terry, and every Friday night starting October 3rd from midnight to 2 a.m., tune your dial to CFRC.ca or 101.9 and let the music pull you in.
All right, we're going to get right back into the punk stuff here with a little bit of Husker Du. And I always feel stupid saying that name because it's spelt Husker, but it's got the, like, the Scandinavian double dots over the U. So I hear other people say Husker, and I want to sound cool and fit in with all the cool punk guys. So I say Husker too. You know, everyone says that the coolest people are the ones that can pronounce old punk band names correctly. Anyways, they were known as the fastest band in the world, and you're about to hear why, because might not sound that fast for today's day and age, but back then, this was crazy fast. And they're from Minnesota. Minnesota. I always mix up if Minnesota is the state or if Minneapolis is the state. They all met in college and formed the band, but they didn't really last that long because I've heard it was just like a really competitive environment being in that band between Bob Mould and Greg Norton, the guitarist and bass players. They were one of those 80s SST bands, which if you don't know, SST was Black Flag's record label, and it was run by Greg Ginn, who started it when he was like 12, but it wasn't even a record label back then. It was like a, what was it? It was radios. He built radios at the age of 12 and sold them. That's what SST, it's solid state transmitters. But yeah, they were an SST band, along with other great bands like Dinosaur Jr., I think Minutemen, they were on SST, I'm pretty sure. And like I said before, it was Black Flag's label. And looking back at like when record labels were the big thing, I kind of wish, I don't know, I feel like discovering music that way back then, it was so much more interesting than just like an algorithm telling you, oh, if you liked this, you're probably going to like this band because all the fans listen to the same band. But back then you would find a record label with stuff you like, and then you would just buy every record that they put out and hope it was a good one, because you just spent all your money, all your spending money that isn't going towards food on that record. So it's good in some ways to have the algorithm, and kind of makes things boring, unfortunately. That's enough of me being one of those annoying kids that's like, oh, I was born in the wrong generation. I'm going to shut up now and going to play Real World by Husker Du, Husker Du, whatever you want to say. I don't care.
Breaking rules and laws. People don't do things like that in a real world at all. Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips. But are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
That was a band called Halt. H-A, but it... Okay, this is confusing me now, because Husker Du has the two dots over the U, and Halt has the two dots over the A, so I don't know how I'm supposed to be saying this one. But anyways, it's H-A-L-T with the two dots over the A, and they're a band from Vancouver, British Columbia. This is off... That song was called In Time, off their new album called Two, just with Roman numerals, the... Or you can say I if you want to. They're a very, like, electronic post-punk band. I don't know, I just found them while looking for music for this new episode, and I really like them. I hope that, since they're Canadian, hopefully they'll come to either Kingston, Toronto, or Hamilton at some point. I'd like to see them live, because I've never really seen a post-punk band live. I feel like it'd be a fun experience, because I don't know. Punk shows are very, like, it's an activity. It's not just you're going to a concert, if you're in the pit at least, because, I don't know, if you're in the pit, you, depending on the band, you could be in danger if there's one of those, there's always that, like, big 230-pound dude just running around slamming into everyone. So, if you're under, like, 6 foot, I'd be a little scared in the pit, but at a post-punk pit, I don't think there would be a pit. What I imagine is it would just be people pogoing for like an hour and a half straight. But I'm sure that's not it. But kind of wish it was. I'd be more inclined to go to post-punk shows if it was just people jumping up and down for an hour and a half. That's enough of that. I think I've been talking too much today about stuff that nobody cares about. Like, it's one thing if I'm talking about the bands, but I'm just making things up this episode. Today's my lying episode. I'm scrapping the Halloween theme. I'm just seeing how many lies I can get away with telling. Anyways, next band is... It's another weird name. It's not, like, a weird name. It's just confusing, because it's called... They're called She's Made From Suede, but it's just all one word in all caps. But then the album is called She's Made From Suede in all lowercase. So I feel like I should just have this all written down somewhere for people to figure out what these bands are called. So this is another new album, and they're from Nanaimo, BC. This album is called, like I just said, She's Made From Suede. And all the tracks, it's a 5-song album, so maybe it's more of an EP. But all the tracks are just listed by numbers in Roman numerals. So this song is 2 from She's Made From Suede by She's Made From Suede. Enjoy.
I was a child, Timonides, I had a secret fear that night would come and would never end. That we would live out our lives in total darkness. It was a small fear then.
Dark Side of the Tune has returned, and now at an even darker time spot. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. to get your dose of alternative music, including but not limited to metal, grunge, goth, and more. Hope to see you there.
That last one there was the song Toss Away by Cat Piss. They're a synth punk band from Calgary, Alberta, which synth punk in Calgary, in my mind, doesn't really make sense, but it works for them because I don't really listen to any synth punk at all. So I think I might need to start getting into it because that song has more energy than some hardcore bands I've listened to. I think I might keep going with this sort of synth punk thing here because I have up next, I have Teenagers from Mars, which is a Misfits song, but there's a cover by the band The Network, which if you don't know, it was a Green Day side project, and they actually pretended to have like a rivalry between the two bands because they wore masks in The Network. And they kind of kept secret identities, even though everyone knew it was them, because you could hear them sound exactly like the guys from Green Day. But yeah, they like had a fake rivalry going. They said that they hate Green Day and all this, but then like eventually it came out, or they admitted, because everyone knew already, that it was them. So yeah, I think I'm going to play the cover of Teenagers from Mars, originally done by the Misfits. So here you go, keeping with the synth punk sort of sound.
Cause injustice and ancient in this beef field bond invasion.
Oh, I really like that last one there. That was Swear Jar. They're a band from Vancouver, and that's off their album Swear Jar 2. That's their song We Fall. It's Midwest emo fall, so got to have a little bit of... It's not... That wasn't really fully Midwest emo. It was like last week, or no, maybe 2 weeks ago, I played the band Sailor Set Sail, and it was like Midwest emo mixed with early 2000s pop punk. It was kind of like that, because it wasn't fully Midwest emo. It was too big to sound... The sound was too big to be Midwest emo. Like, the production quality was too good to be Midwest emo. Up next, we got some Los Angeles punk, early LA punk, the band Fear with their song I Don't Care About You. And one of my favorite stories from punk history is when Fear played on SNL, because I think John Belushi was a Fear fan, and he told Lorne Michaels, I think he like threatened to not do the show if Fear didn't play. Or maybe he was hosting and threatened to not play the show. Either way, John Belushi got Fear on SNL, and the show did not go well because all the Fear fans were in the crowd, and they just, they started, it wasn't even like a mosh pit. It was just people were running around and running into lights and destroying equipment, and they had to, they cut the feed on NBC because I think the NBC, like one of the executives was at home in bed watching it, and he saw the carnage on TV. So he got up and picked up the phone and got them to cut the feed. And then Fear was banned from SNL because they caused thousands of dollars in damage. And I also, I heard Ian McKay from Minor Threat was in the crowd that night. And Henry Rollins from Black Flag also might have been there because him and Ian McKay were friends from the DC punk scene. So here we go. Let's not get banned from the airwaves tonight like Fear got banned from SNL. Fear, I Don't Care About You. I want to say one more thing about Fear before I go into the next song. I forgot to mention this, but if you like that song and you want to find more bands like that, well, first of all, keep listening to my radio show every Monday night at 10 and watch The Decline of Western Civilization. It's a 1981 documentary about the LA punk scene and all those bands, and those bands, they were intense. There's videos of leaving from Fear just beating people up that were in the crowd that got too close or like attacked him first. So yeah, definitely watch out Decline of Western Civilization. Up next, I'm gonna play a song. It's a band called Gilmore, and they're basically a parody band. Not like they don't do parodies of other songs, but all their songs are about Happy Gilmore. And since it's Halloween, parodies are basically costumes for music. So here we go. Gilmore with Shooter. That song is for Keith because he's the best golfer I know. And I got two songs left, but I've got to be quick to wrap things up. Next one will be Dimwit by The Imploders, a Toronto punk band. And then to keep going with the Halloween theme for the last song, we'll finish it off with Halloween by The Dead Kennedys. So thank you everyone for tuning in and have a great rest of your week. Enjoy Halloween and see you next week, hopefully.
See your brain, better not be strange. You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Welcome to the beginning of the end of your Monday night here on CFRC.